Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to the best football show. I am Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. On your free Odyssey app, you can download it, like and subscribe. Tell all your friends. We're always looking for new eyeballs and ears to what we're doing here. I'm here every day just about. We got the draft 2 weeks from tomorrow. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. The draft is 2 weeks, April 25th, Thursday. It's going to be exciting. But in the meantime, while I continue to break down and put all kinds of content out there on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and all the different platforms, we have been breaking down division by division in the NFL, like a lot of outlets are doing. And so today we're going to get started on the NFC West, a division that the San Francisco 49ers have pretty much owned over the last few years. And there's no reason why they can't do it again. I mean, it's interesting. They got off to a hot start last year, and then they went through that swoon. They lost three games in a row. They lost at Cleveland. They lost at Minnesota. They lost home to Cincinnati. And all of a sudden, they had a bye week. And they went a month without winning a game. They fell to 5-3. And then they came back off the bye. They went to Jacksonville, and they smoked them. And they won six in a row. And they finished really strong. So they went to the postseason. You know, real battles with Green Bay, battles with Detroit, battled Kansas City in a Super Bowl. Couldn't finish it. Had the lead, couldn't finish it. Had opportunities, a lot of opportunities. And so you go, all right, what's different about this 49ers team? Well, they made a big change, coaching change. Made a coaching change at defensive coordinator. Vance Joseph out, Nick Sorensen in. Nick has been working in the secondary, been part of the defensive staff the last 2 years, and Kyle Shanahan felt comfortable enough to make that change. And if you think about it, you know, I mean, the 49ers under Kyle have gone through Robert Saleh, DeMeco Ryans, Vance Joseph. They're on the fourth defensive coordinator in the last 5 years. It's been a lot. So let's take a look. I don't know. I think what Nick Sorensen can do maybe different than Vance is I think in big spots, like against Mahomes in a Super Bowl where they've lost twice now, you got to affect Mahomes. You got to blitz him in a way that he doesn't see it coming. He doesn't anticipate it coming. And I think they just got to get more creative with it. So with that, let's see what the 49ers have done. They have completely revamped their defensive front. Eric Armstead, gone. Cleveland Farrell, gone. They've replaced those two players with Leonard Floyd, who's had a lot of success in this league. Malik Collins, who's bounced around this league, a defensive tackle. Yetur Gross-Matos came from Carolina. They added Jordan Elliott, defensive tackle. And then they added Devondre Campbell, and maybe he is the replacement until Dre Greenlaw, you know, heals from that torn Achilles. I think it was the 11th play in the Super Bowl coming off the sideline. Just very unfortunate. But when I watched that Super Bowl, I feel like their offensive line got exposed a little bit. And while, you know, Christian McCaffrey had a monster season, 21 touchdowns, you know, I mean, just the best running back in football. You say, well, what, you know, why do they have to upgrade the offensive line? Look what McCaffrey did. Look what Brock Purdy did. Well, you know, in the big spot, they couldn't handle Chris Jones. They broke down. And so I feel like they have a lot of picks. They've got 10 picks. Right now, Jake Brendel's the center. John Feliciano, Spencer Burford are the right guards. Even Colt McKivitz at right tackle. I feel like this is a good draft to upgrade your offensive line. I mean, we might see 7 or 8 offensive tackles taken. We could see 10 offensive linemen taken. You know, we could see centers go in the first round or certainly at the very top of the second round. So if you look at the 49ers at 31 in the first round, what are they going to do right now with Brandon Ayuk? I know they want to keep him. I know they value Brandon Ayuk. And I love breaking Ayuk down. He's a tremendous route runner. He's a great blocker. He's a great team player. In his last 2 years, he's been the best receiver in San Francisco. And he's been a big part of Brock Purdy's success and Kyle Shanahan, the team's success. And every single big-name star player, whether it's Kyle Juszczyk or George Kittle or Deebo Samuel or Christian McCaffrey or Fred Warner or Nick Bosa, you just go on and on and on, they paid every one of those guys. If you think about it, Nick Bosa coming off the Defensive Player of the Year last year, I mean, he got his contract after holding out almost all year. Their first game last year, San Francisco, was in Pittsburgh. And I remember talking to Nick. And I think he got signed 5 days before. And he was sweating it out. You know, his contracts, you know, it's like a Bible of just, you know, stats and information and incentives. And, you know, and so I don't think it's an easy deal to get done. The wide receiver market is big. The 49ers are up against the cap. But this is also a good draft for receivers. So even at 31, it's a good draft for receivers. And so I think it's a lot easier to find a receiver than a star middle linebacker or a star pass rusher, you know, and so, or a great running back. So you might go, okay, maybe Brandon Ayuk isn't the guy we're going to pay after paying every other star player. Maybe we will go to the draft. So they've got the 31st and 63rd pick. They could certainly go offensive line. You know, if Graham Barton is there, you know, at Duke, I mean, he played center his freshman year at Duke. I don't see why they can't upgrade there. Like, I think, you know, when Alex Mack left after a great career in Cleveland and Atlanta, I felt like the center position catered a little bit. I mean, Alex Mack is a borderline Hall of Fame player. And Kyle brought him, you know, he had him in Atlanta and went to a Super Bowl with him and went to a Super Bowl with Alex Mack in San Francisco. And I feel like, I'm not saying Graham Barton is going to be Alex Mack. Alex Mack was a great player. Day came out of Cal and proved it in Cleveland, Atlanta, and then San Francisco. But I feel like this would be an upgrade. You know, Zach Frazier could be an upgrade. I don't think you might want to take him at 31, but Graham Barton, because he's got position flexibility, might. Anyways, that's an idea. Wide receiver, certainly, you know, a need. They have had unbelievable success in the fifth round. Okay, you look at Kittle was a fifth rounder. Colton McKivitz was a fifth rounder. Dre Greenlaw was a fifth rounder. Talanoa Hufanga was a fifth rounder. I mean, they've struck gold. So this year, they've got 3 4th round picks. They can use that as ammunition to trade up. They won't really need probably all 10 rookies on a team that's this stacked. But I think they could always – you're always looking for corners. Always looking for corners. Domador Lenore came in, became their slot corner, upgraded the defense for sure. I think they got to get better on the defense front. I'm anxious to see what Drake Jackson does this year. I was very high on him coming out of USC 2 years ago. He flashed early in the year last year. I want to see what Drake, can he become the starter opposite of Nick Bosa? You know, or is it going to be Leonard Floyd? So I think they need, you lose Eric Armstead. I mean, he was a former first-round pick. They usually go to the defensive line. I'm curious if Jared Verse was there at 31. Is that a guy that might get their interest? Is Laiatu Latu a guy that they would covet at UCLA with that 31st pick if he's around? I don't think Dallas Turner will be there. I don't think Chop Robinson will be there. But those are names you might hear with the 31st pick. So that's the 49ers. Let's get to the Rams, who really shocked everybody last year. You know, you look at what they did to get to 10-7. They won 7 of their last 8 games. The only game they lost was in Baltimore, and they played them very tough. And so what did they do last year? Well, they drafted Steve Avila in the 2nd round, and he played next to Lark Jackson. And, you know, Kevin Dotson came from Pittsburgh, where they had enough of him. He looked like a star right guard to go with Rob Havenstein. So it looks like, you know, they brought in Jonah Jackson from Detroit, and it looks like Jonah Jackson will go to left guard, and maybe Steve Avila, who played center at TCU, will go to center. But the point is, they fixed their offensive line last year, and it allowed Matt Stafford to have a great year. It allowed Kyren Williams to have a great season. And once he got inserted in the lineup, like week four, whatever it was last year, I mean, he led the entire National Football League in rushing yards per game at around 100 yards a game. He was phenomenal. And it was the balance that I think, you know, they're really looking for in Los Angeles, that Sean McVay really covets. So they fixed their offensive line. You know, they changed their offensive line coach last year. They fixed the offensive line. But, you know, you can't talk about the Rams and not talk about Puka. 105 catches, 1,486 yards, six touchdowns, averaged over 14 yards a reception. It was phenomenal. In a year where Cooper Kupp was banged up, now you're going to get Cooper back. You're going to get, you know, Puka there, Puka and Cooper. Wow. I mean, it's they lose some receivers, lost Van Jefferson and whatnot. But, you know, you look at what Puka and Kyren has done. Two fifth-round picks, back-to-back years, and star players. Man, they draft well. And so the big change right now for me with the Rams is, okay, you lose Raheem Morris. All right, you bring in Brandon Staley to help out. You bring him back. He was there with the Rams at one point. And then they bring in Chris Shula to be the defense coordinator to work with Brandon Staley. And, you know, Chris Shula is part of the lineage, the grandson to Don Shula, son of Dave Shula. Like, he's going to come in. He's been there. Like, you know, him and Sean McVay go all the way back. They were teammates in college. They've known each other for probably 20 years now. There's a real comfort level there, and that's important. You know, as you try to replace another coordinator in Los Angeles. So, you know, you look at what they've done defensively in free agency. You know, Darius Williams comes back. I thought he was the best corner in Jacksonville by far, one of the best corners in the league. He was up there with amongst the best corners in the league in passes defense. He reads routes. He's a good player. So now you get Darius Williams, Tre'Davious White. We'll see what he is. We'll see what his health is. When healthy, he was a very good player in Buffalo. They bring in Cam Curl, who I loved, coming out of Arkansas, seventh-round pick out of Arkansas. Had a phenomenal rookie season with the Commanders. And then, you know, they had drafted Quentin Lake last year. So I feel like it's the first year since 2016 when the Rams traded up to get Jared Goff. It's the first year in 8 years that they have a first-round pick. They've got the 19th pick. And so what do you got? So you see last year, Kobe Turner, Byron Young, like they struck gold in the third round. Both those guys were really good players. And that combined, the two of them had 17 sacks. Now you lose Aaron Donald, you lose a lot. He helped mold those guys. All right, but I feel like, you know, they've lost Leonard Williams. They've lost Aaron Donald. I feel like they need juice off the edge, a real impactful player. And they got the 19th pick. So you want a player when you're picking in the first round, you're picking, you know, in the middle of the first round, you want an impactful player. You don't want a developmental player. You want an impactful player. Now, defensive linemen typically take a full year to develop, to learn the game. But I think like Aleitu Latu makes a lot of sense right there. He's, you know, UCLA Bruin. He's right there in Los Angeles, not too far away. They can send an Uber to go pick him up. You know, draft day, that would make a lot of sense. If Jared Verse was there at 19, depending on how these quarterbacks, receivers, offensive tackles drop, who knows? Like, I think they need a star defensive lineman, you know, edge rusher. That's what I would say. They need it. Like Byron Young's good. He's an outside linebacker type. But I think they need a real star on the edge. So that's what I expect them to do. They've got four fifth-round picks. So, you know, if you think about the success, like I said, with Puka, you know, with Kyren, I think Quentin Lake was maybe a fifth-round pick, maybe a sixth-round pick. You know, so you can't ever get to day three and the Rams picking and – they have drafted exceedingly well in the middle rounds. So they have a lot of picks, you know, four picks in the fifth round. They have a chance to stock some shelves, got a first-round pick for the first time. We'll see how Les Snead decides to use it. But if this is a 10-7 team that finished strong, you know, had a great playoff run, very competitive, you know, in their first game, but finished strong. And I think they're the second best team right now in the NFC West. And it won't surprise me if they just crush this draft, that they won't compete with San Francisco. They beat the 49ers in week 18 last year, albeit 49ers didn't play Brock Purdy. They played, Sam Darnold that game. But, you know, the Rams have rebuilt themselves on the fly. They're very, very good. So that's the 49ers and that's the Rams on the Best Football Show. Tomorrow, I want to talk about the newly rebuilt Seattle Seahawks minus Pete Carroll and the rebuilding Arizona Cardinals with Jonathan Gannon. I will get that tomorrow right here on the Best Football Show.